Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, March 25th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects, and check them out online at glowyield.com. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, popular Terra NFTs with Terra Big Brain. Let's take a listen.
All right, guys, give a few more minutes here. We got some co-hosters coming in. Let it fill up a little bit here.
Big Brain, how are you, sir?
How are you? Thanks for joining us here. Appreciate it.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, definitely. First one here for me and Terra. Let's see if we get some more people in. I'm also recording, so that way whoever's not in here will be able to call and get some good info here from us. So I guess we'll get going here in a few minutes. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Giles, how are you, sir?
Hey, man. Good afternoon. Excited for the spaces.
Yeah. Very cool. Juicy.
Yes, sir.
You ready?
Always.
Okay. Wag me. You there. All right. So, let's get going here. I just want to give you guys a quick background on my journey here in the Terra NFT spaces, how I came about these projects, and kind of what I want to accomplish here going forward by doing these spaces. I'm going to try and do them weekly with different topics, different co-hosts and whatnot. So basically how we came about the NFT in the NFT space here in Terra. I was in the office with Soul Big Brain. This is around Christmas or New Year's. In that time frame there, we sitting in the office, we already are pretty big punk holders, as our friend Good Future tipped us off to the Galactic Punks mint. We dove in. We're quite big holders of Galactic Punks, but we kind of just minted them and forgot about it, as obviously Soul Big Range is so dialed in the Solana ecosystem that he's just too busy over there. So we were holding those for a while. Then we came across Derby Stars, as we have the big brain stables, Photo Finish, Darly Go, and Derby Stars. We just have a ton. We're into the racing games and stuff like that. So we have a ton of Derby Stars, and we never really were diving deep into the Terra ecosystem with NFTs. So around Christmas or New Year's in that area, we were looking to get some more Derby Stars, actually, and we happened to stumble across the Wag Me Monkeys. I believe it was on Random Earth, and we were looking, and I remember Soul Big Brain going, "Holy shit, look at that art. That's amazing. What are those?" And shortly thereafter, I jumped in the Discord, kind of checked out the community, and started sweeping the floors. As the art is just, for the PFP art was just sensational. Soon after getting in the Discord, I really started to like the community, like what was going on. I checked out the roadmap. The roadmap at the time was there wasn't too much on the roadmap, but everything that was on the roadmap was being accomplished, which I think is a key. And the roadmap has since then kept evolving throughout. So that's how we got into that's the first kind of dive into it. And obviously, I'm sure most of you guys know we're pretty big WAGMI holders. We love the project. I love the community, especially. It's one of the Discords that I check out quite frequently in the space. And that was kind of the first experience into the Terra NFTs. Later on the road here, as I got going and we started the Terra Big Brain Twitter account and started rolling with it, you know, I kept getting people contacting me to join the iced out bulls. At first I grabbed a few Luna bulls. I kind of got in the Discord and started listening, learning to more people in the space there. And, sure enough, I eventually, dove in and became a part of the community, the iced out bulls. And why that's relevant to I have these two people up here co-hosting, three people up here co-hosting with me right now is I believe these are two of the bigger blue chip projects in the space. And I believe both of them have done just an outstanding job of community building, as neither of them have that many holders in general, but they've each built community and they keep, now they've grown into DAOs and they continue to build and grow. So for projects that are up and coming, I think it's important to learn and follow why these communities have been successful with the people that have been building them. And also for end users that are looking to get into projects, what has made these projects so successful? So it gives them something to look out for going forward. So that's just kind of my little spiel here. I'd love for WAGMI, I believe he's the founder and also developer on part of the project. Oh, hold on, he didn't. Oh, no, hold on. It wasn't letting him jump in. Giles, if you want to jump in and kind of explain more about WAGMI and what's going on there with them, kind of the start, the foundation of it, and some of the building that's going on.
Sure. Thanks. Okay,
perfect. WAGMI, go ahead. Since I got you up here, sorry. Yeah.
Hi guys, nice to be here, and really happy to be part of this. Yeah. Well, most of you already know the story because we mentioned part of it, but I mean, our main objective was exactly this: to build a strong community around the art that we were able to provide. I'm sorry, Skull is not here. He will try to join, but maybe the next one he will be with us to share more about what he's doing right now. Yeah, really excited to get this far, and it was a bumpy ride, we agree, but I mean, we enjoyed every part of it.
Cool. And so when you first created, you just were creating a PFP essentially, right? Your roadmap wasn't too big to start, was it?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, I remember we started, we even had some kind of a raffle, but I mean, soon enough, we were overwhelmed of the feedback we were getting and more people were joining the ranks. So we started to take it more seriously, and we actually listened to one of our holders and decided to go for the staking and breeding mechanism. And we're one step away from completing the initial roadmap, meaning the metaverse integration. And afterwards, we're gonna start fresh with the roadmap 2.0.
Awesome. And do you think, so I wasn't around for the mint, to be honest with you. I got in later as I bought through secondary markets. And the original mint, the supply, I believe, was 500 on the original OG monkeys. So it's not an overly massive community when it comes to that. It's a very small one, to be honest with you. But it seems like everybody that is there is involved and loves being a part of it. I know you've expanded since with the Kongs. Do you think having such a small community of loyal community has really helped boosted the community together in general?
Well, yeah. For starters, we were a little worried about this, but we wanted to make sure that each minter will be satisfied of the product that they will receive. And we realized soon after that the holders were not so many, because I mean, we had like 500 monkeys at one moment split between 200 holders or something, and we asked some guys what would be the best way to move forward, and we decided to increase the ranks with the Kongs. But I think it worked in our advantage. You know, we managed to progress slowly and steady.
Right. Very cool. All right, we'll come back to you, Juicy. Let me ask you, give everybody a little background and feedback on kind of how the Iced Out Bulls came about, as it's obviously a subcommunity of the Luna Bulls, but one that's very successful. So how did this all come about and whatnot? Just give us a little background on the Iced Out community and how it's grown to what it is today.
Sure. So the history of the Iced Out Bulls is wildly organic. When the Luna Bulls minted, there was this one trait inside of the Luna Bulls that was shirtless, and it had these gold necklaces. And the people who initially bought these kind of banded together. There was a lot of riffraff back and forth inside of the Luna Bulls chat. And, you know, a bunch of different jokes that were kind of forming. There were some friendships that were forming. And then they decided to kind of break off and start their own Discord channel just to kind of share information about upcoming NFT projects on Terra, share some information about some other protocols on Terra, share some information about what their positions look like outside of the community. And it's really kind of built organically. So there were some holders from back when the floor for Iced Out Bulls was around like 10 Luna, 12 Luna. And then in about the middle of December, kind of shot up to around 50. And then towards the end of December, yeah, immediately as soon as this NFT boom came towards the end of December on Terra, shot up to around 200. So there were 152 Iced Out Luna Bulls inside of that collection, of which we have 101 members that are in the Iced Out chat. We have 78 members now in the Iced Out DAO. We created a DAO structure. We have, you know, inside of our chat, we have a load of channels that we'll talk about. Yeah, a range of different topics from protocols itself to alpha to NFT sniping. And we'll talk about a range of the products that are either upcoming or in existence, and then how the roadmaps are shaping up, and then what we're getting involved in. Yeah, so it's really just kind of been an organic growth throughout. And I was not a early holder of an Iced Out Bull. I ended up, I paid 205 mm-hmm. Luna for my bull towards the end of December and into maybe early January. And since I've joined that community, you know, the community's just really kind of come together. And we have a bunch of guys in there who are, you know, they're fantastic on the meme side. We have a lot of fun with that. It's a great group of men and women. I believe we have two ladies that are Iced Out with us. And we band together. We are, I'd say that we have a very good idea as to how this ecosystem has developed. And we've learned exactly what to look for in products and projects that are going to be successful. All right. So, you know, naturally early adopters on the WAGMI side, love the project, love the art. The art is amazing. And I know that a bunch of our members are very, very invested, you know, with a couple of guys who are holding a bunch of legendaries and doing a lot of breeding on that side. So, you know, I think that, you know, Iced Out's definitely there to kind of help move the project along. And that's what's been wonderful about Iced Out, is that we get approached based on kind of like the who, the what that we are. And to collaborate with newer projects to help shape their roadmaps, to help shape their projects as they kind of move along. And we've been fortunate enough to have multiple projects kind of adopt the Iced Out brand as an homage on Terra. So there are a ton of different projects that have either Iced Out traits, you know, or Iced Out features, where we're either collaborating or not. I mean, there are some projects that are just kind of adding it, as a fun trait. You know, that said, yeah, I'm super happy to be here and to add any value that I can to this discussion. Happy to answer any questions on any NFT projects or the Iced Out Bulls. Yeah, and you know, I'd say that the barrier to entry at this point Yeah, if you're just kind of new and diving into the NFT space and you haven't made significant investments in that space yet, it might not necessarily be there, but that doesn't mean that you can't get into an NFT project, formulate, organize a group of like-minded individuals and be able to exhibit your opinions through kind of this group, and not necessarily a herd mentality, but more of a group collaborative mentality. And be able to be more successful in the space by virtue of having access to additional information, being able to share information with each other, and really a rising tide lifts all boats kind of thing.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for that. That was a very good introduction into it, into what you guys are. I think it's amazing what you've been able to accomplish with such a small community, but such a deep community that obviously that Discord I'm in every day and checking every day as well. I think there's a lot of useful information in there. I think there's a lot of people in the space that are creating useful information. But just in general, the brand that the Iced Out Bulls have created on their own is pretty special with how limited it is and all organically. So I just got a question for you, a follow-up on that. Do you guys still work with the Luna Bulls in general? I think there's what, there's 10,000 of Luna Bulls out there? How many are those?
There are 10,069 Luna Bulls that are out there. We do work closely with that team. We actually have some people who are either on that team or mods in the Discord who are inside of our camp. We collaborate with them. You know, there's no like insider information that's being shared early or anything like that. You know, but we do have input into that community. And we are still very active in the Luna Bulls chat, whether it be in the Bull Holders chat or in the bullpen. And you'll see Iced Out Bulls in there all the time. Like, we didn't just kind of like break off and start our own thing. You know, we're still supporting, you know, that project, especially as our mother project. And yeah, as we kind of began to and continue to develop, you know, the concept of putting into an investment DAO. Yeah, we have Iced Out Bulls who have an optional DAO that they can buy into, and it's only 10 Luna to buy into that specific DAO, and then being able to kind of grow that organically into in the treasury itself, you know, in conjunction with other projects, and then of course, yeah, naturally with the Luna Bulls.
Very cool, perfect. That leads me into a perfect intro to get Giles in here. Giles, thanks for joining us. And I don't know if you're one of the founders or creators of the DAO for the monkeys. Is that right? And kind of give us a little feedback on your ideas and thoughts on creating the DAO and yeah, plans, sure. plans with that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, let's first say a bit about my background. In Web2, I'm a financial consultant, work as a business controller on interim basis. So while writing the constitution, I really try to take the experience with me and put up a nice working process for DAO Council. And we intentionally try to keep it small because we don't want to obscure the decision-making process. We want to make quick decisions, and keeping the DAO Council small or relatively small will aid us in that. So I think, I'm very excited for the DAO to start off. We already had some strategy meetings and a lot of marketing incentives flowed out of that. So I'm very excited for the DAO, yes.
Okay, very cool. And you guys are still working with WAGMI, right? We're all working together on this project going forward as Incohesion, correct?
For sure. I'm in very close contact to WAGMI. We DM every day almost. And he's really positive about us setting up the DAO, dividing some roles, specialized roles. We have a legal branch. We have marketing. We have strategy. We have alpha seeking, cross-chain alpha. The list goes on. We really want to make it as extensive as possible there.
Okay, very good. WAGMI, what were your first thoughts and initial thoughts when they approached you about doing a DAO and still working together? Were there any feelings that maybe, not of resentment, but feelings like, why do we need one or anything like that? Or do you see it as a partnership that's going to just enhance and grow the Monkeys brand just in general?
Well, first of all, I want to mention something
regarding the last question that you asked me. And by starting out as a small community, just like Juicy said, you get the chance to know the other holders better. And this is how you create friendships and establish trust with the other guys. So when the DAO discussion came up, it was only natural to support the idea, because we really wanted for people to get involved. And we found we had a really, really great surprise once we saw that we have some great brains, you know, with us that are willing to put up the effort and take it to the next level. So, of course, we are supportive, and we still are. We talk with them every day and try to help as much as we can, and we will continue to do so.
Cool, very cool. How many so how many holders now are there? How many unique holders are there between all the different collections with the OGs and the Kongs? And now, obviously, the babies, but the babies, I'm not sure how many people are just getting a baby to start.
Well, I think there are something like 100-something holders for monkeys, and maybe even less than that, and something around less than 200 for Kongs.
Wow, so it's still a pretty close, tight-knit community there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but we like it. We love it.
No, definitely. I mean, the Discord and the chats between everybody, you could see there's a ton of friendship that's been bonded over, and people that are in constant communication with each other and all supporting one another, you know, and that's great to see. I think that's what's made this community so strong and made it such a great project.
Yeah, I think there's really a sweet spot in terms of the number of members of a community as to having things kind of not get too far decentralized as far as mm-hmm. as far as the knowledge share, right? So in the Iced Out Bowls, we have a bunch of people that are in TradFi. We have a bunch of people that own their own businesses. We have, there are tech founders in there. There are some devs in there. There are a few of our members who are very good on the smart contract side, and they can build, you know, they can build a lot of different trading forward tools. So we have a very unique kind of member base that is in the Iced Out Bowls, and then it's really about value creation and then being able to share your personal experiences either IRL or in the metaverse space or in crypto mm-hmm. or NFTs in general, and being able to really lean on the knowledge of others to be able to lift everyone's knowledge share ability. And then it's almost like you have this kind of octopus tentacle to go out and do research on your behalf and bring it back into the whole, right? So I run the research team on the Iced Out DAO. We haven't put anything out yet. We're still gathering a lot of information. We have other lines of business that we're kind of moving down and towards, including like merchandising, you know, looking at different projects, you know, sussing out different artists. And so, and that's just on the NFT side. And then on the protocol side, you know, we have a ton of different members that are very involved in specific protocols or have niche skill sets. Like my personal niche skill set is I'm a TradFi options executive. I understand the options market structure in the US and worldwide better than most people. And I can share that information in. Yeah, so we're super excited about Sigma coming online, doing a lot of research on some of the other option platforms across other chains, being able to share that information internally is incredibly useful to the entire community, as we also take in information and we're able to make some more intelligent decisions based upon that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's great that you're able to do that. And there's so many people in that community that all have a niche that they're bringing to the table and kind of sharing with each other. So let me ask you this, when a new project, or it doesn't have to be a new project, just a project in general, reaches out to the Iced Out Bowls and they want to do a collaboration, they want to do a partnership, what are some of the things that you guys look for to determine whether or not it's worth it to kind of do that and get involved with this other project that's going to come forward?
Well, I think top down, we look at the idea first and whether or not there's a roadmap that is strong, whether or not there is a community that's being built, right? Because typically projects will reach out to us for collaboration as they're building. And, you know, we can aid in building that by virtue of our distribution, either on social or to our internal contacts. right? So, you know, we'll look top down at an individual project. We'll kind of assess it on its merits. And then we'll have a vote, because we are a DAO. We'll have a vote as to whether or not we want to collaborate. Whoever's leading the initiative with the collaboration project, you know, will put together a list of the benefits and drawbacks of this project, of the potential collaboration. And then we'll assess all of that and then make the decision as to whether or not we're going to move forward. Our first collaboration was Astro Heroes. That mint is coming up on the 27th. We're very excited for that project and the metaverse capability that Kenny and that team have really put together. So that's kind of our next. That's my shill on something that we're looking at to anybody who's listening who might not necessarily understand or know or be involved. So Astro Heroes on Sunday. We'll get to know the team, and we'll get to know the project, and we'll get to know what their thoughts are and what they're planning on doing with the project. Is it just going to be a PFP? Is there going to be some sort of a mixed element, and what type of utility will that project end up having eventually? And then how would that be used, either from a yield generation perspective or from, you know, some sort of a project forward perspective, physicals and all of that? Like, we had done something with Dobbleheads and we were kind of keen on there. We're still waiting for that one to kind of materialize. You know, we've done collabs with with Rekt and with Skellies, and naturally with Hellcats. Right. We have some of the Hellcats founders who are Iced Out Bulls members, and we are very close with that team. We're glad to see them expanding onto multiple marketplaces now, and we feel like the fragmented liquidity is a good thing for an NFT project, to be able to expose it to multiple people. We're close with everybody, and that's the beautiful thing, is we like to collaborate, and we don't want to look like we're competing with any other project. Right, like, we want to collaborate with everyone. We don't want to cause any drama. We want to kind of be able to elevate and lift the entire ecosystem up as best we can by whatever means we have, as the Iced Out Bulls.
Yeah. I mean, I think, now that I've been a part of the Discord and the DAO here for a little bit, I don't think I've ever seen a proposal that's been brought forward, not pass, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that just off the top of my head.
Yeah. We tend to kill the bad ideas early.
Yeah. Before they even get to a proposal.
Before they get to proposal. Yeah.
Okay.
And,
very cool.
And so like, we'll do AMAs with the founders, and we'll try to kind of dig under the hood, right, and see if there's anything kind of wonky happening behind the scenes.
So Giles and Wagmi, any thoughts on that as well? As I'm sure you guys also talked to a bunch of projects and looking to partner with a bunch of them as well. What are some of the things that you guys kind of look for in other projects and communities as they're starting to grow to partner with them?
Yeah, alpha hunting it is. I'm just a 12-foot pick. It's not very structured. I shit post on Twitter or I look into promising projects, and I go full steam ahead, try to be the first one in, talk to the founder, and get something going for the monkeys. And mostly they're pretty early in, so they don't even need no whitelist or anything like that. So we had did that with traders. I've shared Terra X, the AI art, very cheap to buy or to mint. Minted about 50 of those, and they haven't done that. A lot of the monkeys minted as well. Floor is steadily climbing. We have more of these projects like Hellcats as well. I saw Iced Out Bulls in their Discord, and immediately I knew if I minted something rare, I needed to keep it. And I got an Iced Out Cat and a nice one too, with two stoner traits. And I really like stoner traits, so it was fitting for me.
Nice.
Never left the community since. Bought some more cats at around 5, I guess, and still holding. We also did the baby pools, also a big win. I minted an Ice Out baby pool. I think at the highest time they were worth about 24 Luna. And for a 5 USD investment, that's really crazy if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Still holding on to those as well. I'm more of an investor than a flipper. And I try to share whatever I find with the monkey holders. and they can see if they like it, because it's nothing like doing your own research.
Right. So I know a project that you've introduced me to, and I've talked to them a little bit. The Badgers project, I think.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I obviously don't know too much about it. I've just seen a couple trailers and teasers on it, and I think they've been really excellent, and they're very eye catching, and they definitely grab your attention. So I think that that alone is going to get them some eyes and publicity there. So I think like projects like that that are starting out and looking for some traction, you kind of have to stand out and do something unique and different than everybody else, right? And so I think with those videos that the Badgers have done, I think have been really good. Going forward, I don't know where it goes. I plan to do my own research on it and look a little more into them. But I know that's one that you brought to my attention, and I just thought those trailers and teasers have been very good.
Yeah, thanks. I also saw the teasers on Twitter, and I think it's something new they can bring to the space. Definitely an edge. Every niche is good, so if they can exploit it well, which I'm sure of, they will. Is going to be a home run, maybe. I don't know. Too early to say.
Gotcha. Wagme, so with everything that's gone on here lately, the staking's been the staking has been a great idea with the babies. The actual staking itself, we've had a couple issues with, right? With I think it's been some back end stuff here on the babies, the timelines, and what's going on with that, and kind of the counter and the countdown. How are we looking with that? What's the latest going on there?
Yeah, we know it was a bumpy ride with the whole process, but we're almost done. I mean, we got some other people to help us. We're waiting to have everything fully tested before we go live. There will be another subdomain, something like V2. And once people will finish the initial staking period, they can migrate over there. And we will have the counter running and the clusters showing. But yeah, it was how it was. We know it was tough. But hopefully we will have it ready as soon as possible. We want to have it live this week, and also start to progress. You know, I mean, we need to move forward. We're already working on something new. We have a nice surprise for our holders as soon as possible. And we're also working on our baby integration, so to say, into the DeFi protocols. We're really hoping we can get this done.
Very cool. Yeah, I was saying there's definitely some rumors starting to float out there about the babies and the utility that they're going to hold. And it's in the DeFi. Are you able to expand a little bit more? Are we still kind of keeping? You're still kind of keeping it a little close to the vest.
Yeah, I mean, we're still working on it, and it's not a smooth process. We really need to be really careful how we plan this out. But eventually, we really hope it will turn out okay. And we're progressing in the right direction. That's all we can say right now. But hopefully, we'll have more details coming up soon.
How many people are on the team there? How many devs do you have working with you on the team?
Well, it's the three of us that are the original team, and we have two more guys joining the ranks and helping us. They're outsourced, and they're helping us get this done as fast as possible.
Okay, very cool. For the people out there that don't know, my header on Twitter actually was created by the Wagme Monkeys. I went to them after I became a pretty big holder and asked them if they could do something for me, and they did great art. It's phenomenal. I love it. It's been there. I think it's the only change I've ever made to the header has been to that one. So I appreciate that from them. I'll give them a shout out about that. So as we go forward here with projects, something I've been talking to Juicy's mentioned, and even and Giles and everybody on the board here is, mentioned the roadmaps, right? And these projects come out now, and they make these long, extensive roadmaps. If you're the end user that doesn't get to talk to teams, doesn't get to docs teams, doesn't get to know the background of teams, how do you know that they're gonna progress on this roadmap? My question, I guess, I'll start with you, Juicy, is if you see a team that's got this long, extensive roadmap, how do you know that they're going to be able to deliver on the roadmap? Is it better in your eyes to maybe if a team comes out and says, hey, this is what we're really good at. This is what we know we're going to accomplish here in the first 6 months. This is what we're going to deliver upon. we're going to keep going forward. I think Wagme's done a great job of this. Is the first roadmap I saw with them was they pretty much completed everything on it. And now, like you said, they're coming out with a 2.0 as they're continuing to grow and develop and improve upon what they're doing. I just see too many projects, I think, coming out with this large, extensive roadmap. This just, it sounds great. It looks great, but I don't really know how feasible it is. And then it's stretched all over. And if you're a project and you don't deliver on something that you're saying on the roadmap, then it kind of kills you and it kind of fuds you right away. So Juicy, what are your kind of thoughts just about that in the space? Do you prefer to see a more condensed roadmap that teams can definitely deliver on? Or do you like these big, long roadmaps that you're just not sure what's going to happen?
I'm a dreamer. So I tend to gravitate towards projects that have a real vision that goes out a few years. Now, that said, it's about being able to deliver on that vision in small chunks, right? So I'm having had experience managing development teams and managing through various projects and kind of understanding what the iterative process is. Yeah, as you start to build, especially in this space, and then the space being as wild and variable as it can be at times, you really have to get a good feel for the competence and the passion level of the project owner and or their development team, and understand exactly whether or not they have the technical capability to pull off what it is that they say that they're going to pull off, whether they have the marketing background, the ability to distribute the information to people in a manner which is going to gain exposure for the project in order to be able to pull it off and then be able to sustain. And that's probably the hardest part is really finding the people that are going to be able to sustain a continued community involvement throughout the process. And for that, I have to tip my hat to Hellcats and what they've done by incorporating the game structure, the game ability, the sub communities that formed immediately on that, on that platform, as well as the poker engine that they put together. And they really built an ecosystem around that to keep people involved while the team continues to build towards a metaverse future that nobody really knows exactly what it's going to look like. And, the Wagme guys just mentioned, metaverse integration and exactly what that looks like. We just don't know. And we're very excited, and the possibilities are endless inside of a metaverse, whether that be on the entertainment side, whether that be on continued building, whether that be businesses inside of the metaverse for either physicals or for digital assets. And there could be projects that kind of build and spawn from the metaverse and being able to get the builders of this Web3 future that we're all building together in order to push forward a project, right? So, what I look for when we're approached for a collaboration, we'll look at the art, we'll look at the artist, we'll look at the devs, we'll say, all right, well, what are you planning on doing? How are you planning on doing it? And why do you think you're going to be able to execute, right? When you're talking about this world where the majority of us here are undoxed, and there is a trust element that needs to be built inside of the trustless architecture of Web3, you really need to get a good feel for the intentions and the motives behind a project. If it's just a cash grab, we're going to walk away as fast as possible.
Perfect. All right. So Giles, I'm going to ask you this because everything Juicy's saying, it makes 100% sense, right? But he's also in a unique position where he's able to talk to some of these teams and get background information that other people just don't have access to, essentially, unless you're part of this iced out community that then gets shared or whatnot, or you're somebody that has access to it, which not most people don't have access to it. So Giles, I know you do a lot of hard work just hustling and trying to reach out to these projects and touching these projects. So from your perspective, take away the connections you have. If you're an end user that's looking to buy a new NFT or new to the Terra NFT space, and you don't have the access to these teams like that, what are you looking for that, or what do you think that team should be promoting or doing to kind of get the end user more comfortable with what they're doing and their visions, and that they can actually deliver on what they're promising in the roadmap?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. You don't see that in one thing. You really have to make an assessment about the project, the founder. Indeed, as Juicy says, do they have the dev skills? How is their marketing? Do they have hype? Because hype is also important. Is the art cool? well, it doesn't always have to be about utility and roadmap. But if the art is good and you see there's effort in it, and it could be something, because we really don't ever know for sure if anything's going to moon or not. Well, you can know a few minutes before mint, if everyone's talking about it, well, it's probably going to moon then, or make it too bad. Yeah, from an end user perspective, it's really getting to know the project well, knowing the angles of the founders, and yeah, hanging around a bit in there, and yeah, getting grip on indeed their iteration process. What do they want to achieve? What do they want to build? A community? Are they more into utility stuff? All important to know, and yeah, make your own assessment. If I think it's good, then I share it in our alpha group. And as I said, the monkeys are free to enter or not to enter.
Very cool. So Wagmi, you have a different perspective on this than all of us, since you are actually the developer and founder of the project. So what are some of the key takeaways that you have and that you've done to be successful to kind of ensure trust in you to build the community that you've been able to build?
Well, I believe that at the end of the day, it's a gamble in a way, because yeah, you do start to learn how it goes and get a good feel about how people are acting when you talk to them and gather as much info as possible. You do develop a sense around this, but at the end of the day, yeah, it is a gamble. I think so, but yeah, you can. That's why you need to really build the community and start slow and get to know everybody, while as a creator perspective, I mean, and that's the fun part about it. That's the reason we even started all this, because we like the phenomenon so much that we thought we could really gather some cool guys together and try to see where it goes.
So do you think the biggest benefit that you've had in building your community is some of the original holders of the monkeys that have helped kind of push forward the project with you? Or is there anything that you've done to maybe to ensure comfort in them that you're going to be able to keep delivering and building this community and building on the roadmap that you've built and set forward?
We also try to maintain direct communication with most of our holders and try to invite them to join and share ideas that will help us in our journey. So I think that worked out for the best in our case, and I recommend that everybody that's thinking about starting an NFT project to think about this and try to understand the needs of the people that you're trying to gain the trust from. Like Juicy says, yes, there is an element of trust, and trust is eventually earned, and you can't really start by promising the moon and go from there. I mean, it's something that you learn along the way.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, Juicy said he's a dreamer, and he likes these big extensive roadmaps years down the line. I just think some of the problems and issues that you have with that is that once you miss a date on that roadmap, or you're not able to deliver on that promise, then the FUD starts around it, and that happens way too often in this space. Instead of supporting a project that you're a part of, or you just start, you know, you're FUDing them. They didn't finish this, instead of supporting and growing with them. And then it kind of kills the whole project in some regards. And I think that happens way too often. So I'd rather see a team deliver exactly what they have. And the roadmap can be years down the line. I think the great point that you made about the metaverse is we don't really know what it's going to look like at this point. The opportunities are infinite, right? And we can imagine that. But in the short term, if the team doesn't deliver on the basics of the project, then I think it really hurts them in some regards. So yeah, Juice, you got anything to mention on or add
no?
On
I was that? Just I was just gonna say I absolutely agree. And yeah, I say that I'm a dreamer because I tend to dream up some pretty interesting and longer term strategies and ideas. And as someone who has kind of developed a project that hasn't launched and a project that has gotten a little bit stalled, and I won't shill it here, but I'll just reference that, you know, there are some big dreams that are kind of behind it, And sure, a lot of projects could potentially put a cart in front of a horse, like I know that I did initially, and say, all right, well, I'm pretty pumped about this idea, and then it doesn't end up materializing. Yeah, it's kind of like fail fast scenarios, right? So like work backwards and fail fast. Go to the end, write your press release on exactly what it is that you want this project to look like. Work all the way backwards to step one. And then once you hit a roadblock, you know, you can either power through it or you could just say, all right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to reassess and I'm going to move forward in a different direction or in a lateral direction. So like I think there are projects that are out there that might be undervalued based on the fact that they might not have produced immediately, but they're still working behind the scenes. Yeah, just because a project isn't like overly concerned with their community might be because they're building and they're really focused on that, right? So I'd say don't give up hope on some of the projects that might look like they might be stalling just because they look stalled, right? Try to dig in and get with the people who are out there behind the scenes and try to figure out exactly what they're working on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's really important, as a lot of people give up right away instead of diving a little deeper and figuring out what the team exactly is doing. So take yourself out of your shoes for a minute here for me with the access that you have and everything like that. If you're just getting into NFTs and you don't have access to some of the information you have, how should a new person in the space go about finding good alpha or good info into projects in order to get in on these projects? What do you think the best way to go about that is for them?
I'd say to get access, right? So that's part of the, in terms of just getting into the NFT space and learning about it, really depends on how well capitalized you are. And I'll start from the bottom, right? So if you're not very well capitalized, then there are stories of, there are some rags to riches stories, even in Iced Out, where they just so happen to start to get involved and they put like 20 or 30 Luna into a book. And now all of a sudden they're well over four figures of Luna worth of either NFTs or base tokens. So if you're just starting to kind of get in, you can pick a project that you believe in, pick a project that you think has promise, and then dive into, learn everything you can about that project and the next, and then continually build relationships as you go. So because as you build relationships and you start to develop trust with people that may be strangers halfway around the world, you're still going to you're going to learn from them. It's a collective experience that we're all on. It's a collective journey that we're all on together. And I'm learning on this call as I learn on every other call. Join the Twitter spaces, listen to the Twitter spaces, listen to the people that are passionate about their projects and or passionate about the ecosystem themselves. Yeah, I saw CFI on here. I saw Danku on here, right? So like join Danku's YouTube channel, join everything that you see CFI on all day long, because he's talking and he's talking from a place of experience. And he's talking with people who have experience. And if you're going to be able to get and start to play inside of this game, you need to understand exactly what the lingo is, exactly what the projects look like, and then start to make your own assessments from there. And then if you can join in a larger, more structured research style team element, something similar to the Iced Out Bulls. Granted, our barrier to entry is right now, I think we had a sale yesterday, it was 220 Luna. So I mean, if anybody would be interested in that's probably right around where somebody might be willing to sell one right now if you wanted to come and join. But at this point, I've already made back my investment on my Iced Out Bull and then some within a 2 month period. Right. So and that's just by virtue of kind of being in the community, immersing myself into the community, understanding the people, the places and the things that the community is interested in and investing in, and then kind of hopping into this space and just diving in with both feet and getting them as immersed as possible.
Yeah, I agree. Like you said, the two you mentioned that are in here, I mean, they're both great follows and listens for anybody in the space as well. I mean, those are two valuable people that you can learn and get info from both them, both their Twitter accounts. They're always talking, they're always writing threads. Those are great people to be following in here. I see a bunch of you guys, I got a bunch of requests here. Let me just ask Wagby one more question, then we'll kind of get to a few questions here and a few requests for you guys to speak and talk to these people and ask them a few questions. We're going to try and keep it at an hour here. So let me just ask Wagby one more question I have, then I'll start taking your requests. All right. Wagby, so with that being everything that we're kind of saying here, I don't know how often you have people in Discord or on Twitter reaching out to you, trying to get to know you and the team a little bit more. How open are you to kind of discussing with anybody that reaches out to you and whatnot? And what's your kind of thoughts and how do you react and respond to people that are just basically trying to hustle and learn more about the project, especially when the project was getting off the ground?
Yeah, we did. We did get that a lot, but I mean, you get used to it, and we enjoy the space, as I said, and we try to help as much as possible other projects with any chance we get. But I mean, we can see when some guys are crossing the line and are actually fishing for free info. But this is the fun part about the space, because I mean, you can get some amazing information just by reaching out to projects, to people, you know, to other players and so on. As far as it goes for us, as I said, we always try to have a direct communication with everybody and hear what they have to say. But you get used to it, and you start to make the difference along the way. You know, who's really trying to do something and help, or who's trying to take advantage.
Right, makes sense. Okay, cool. Yeah, let's take some requests here and see what you got to say. We'll go for another about 10 minutes here. Or so, all right, Moon G. Let me put you on here. Moon G, you there?
He's on his way. Here he is.
Coming in? Moon G? All right, we'll come back to you, Moon G.
Awkward silence.
JG Nifty, we're connecting with you here. Let's see what you got. Hello? JG Nifty?
Yeah, hello?
Perfect, yeah, we got
okay,
you.
Okay, I had a quick question for Juicy. You know, the barrier for entry into some of these sub-communities are getting so insane. And I know for Iced Out Bulls, you guys have baby Iced Out Bulls. At some point, would you guys be considering allowing them to join, not the DAO, but to enter these Discords so then they can continue to learn and expand the community?
We have discussed this with someone who reached out from the baby Bulls Iced Out group. We talked about it internally. We decided to pass on it initially. Naturally, we're always open to discussions as it kind of continues. And you know, once we have a real kind of expansion style plan, I imagine that they'd probably be one of the first people that we'd at least talk to about that in the event that we did wish to expand, which at this point in time, I don't think that I can say that we are looking for that at this moment.
All right. And the other thing is, you know, some of these, like, just like you said, you're not going to expand that as of yet. But, you know, all these like really apex groups, they are so small. And when you guys talk about spreading this education and spreading this learning, there has to be some areas where people can find and reach out to you guys more frequently. Like, you definitely have the information. People want to learn about it. And I'm just hoping that you guys can find a way to spread it even easier.
Yeah. So JG, let me jump in there on this. I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense, and it's difficult for some people to get in as the entry point on some of these sub communities are very difficult at this point, but you got to go back to the start of these sub communities and what the entry point was in them. They're very, a lot smaller than they are now. So you have the opportunity to essentially, communities are formed by members of the community and what they do, right? So if you find a group that you mint and you have a bunch of like-minded people in the group, there's no stopping anyone from creating one of these sub-communities and making them a part of it. And then as you're growing and building, that's when you ask whether it be the Monkey DAO or Iced Out Bulls or Galactic Glitch Gang or whoever it may be, or Hellcats for partnerships and such. So that way you're able to kind of keep getting knowledge, keep developing, keep growing. The brand's as big as the community. So you have to continue to grow that at all times and kind of get in there and do your work. Essentially, if you want to just jump into one of these communities and you have the liquidity to do it, then by all means you do. But most people that are starting out probably don't, are probably scared of that entry price. So everybody, all these communities essentially started from the ground up and have built themselves into this hot sub community that everybody kind of wants to be a part of because there's alpha or there's whatever's going on and part of it, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, no, it totally does. Thank you.
Yeah, no
problem. And we're all individuals too, right? So like, and you can reach out individually to anyone, whether they have an Iced Out Bull PFP or a Monkey's PFP and you can definitely ask questions and engage. And I know personally, I'm probably going to be doing more on the educational side once Sigma launches, specific to the options front. So if anyone is interested in learning about option strategies and exactly how to employ them and utilize these powerful financial instruments for your own benefit and the benefit of your portfolio, then feel free to reach out to me, follow me, or we can coordinate offline.
Yeah, I mean, and I just like to add on to that, like you said, everybody's all individual. So if you find the right person on Twitter, whatever it is, shoot your shot, go ask them a question, slide in their DMs, try and find out whatever you're looking for. Most of the time, you'll find out most of the people in the space are going to be very helpful and educational. I know myself, I try and write back to every single DM I get. I go through them all. So Big Brain, who's in here listening, that guy's Twitter is insane with the amount of stuff he gets in the inbox and stuff like that. He goes through every single one and tries to respond to every single one of them. And that takes so much time in the day, but he's willing to do that. So there's a lot of great people in the space that are willing to help and share some info and or information with you and help grow your education on whatever the spaces or questions you have. So I would say, don't be so scared to just kind of hide in the shadows, step out from the shadows and shoot your shot, get in people's DMs and find out what's going on. All right. I'm going to add SM11. I'm adding you here so you can ask a question. SM11, you there?
Hello. Hey there. I guess my question to the panel was, we're all kind of bullish Luna. We're all bullish a lot of Luna NFTs. But do you guys kind of see any issues with like oversaturation of the marketplace? Lots of projects and it's kind of, you go in Discords now like a new project and it's kind of the same people you see. I think, it's easy to get stuck in the echo chamber of like, oh, everything's, going to be successful and, we can all make loads of money. But do you see any issues with the kind of oversaturation and
So it's a great point you bring up here. A lot of these Discords are the same people. So in terms of Terra NFTs, it seems like the pie of the Terra NFTs is a lot smaller than other communities like Solana or ETH. But with that being said, I see Giles bring this up quite a bit about cross-chaining and getting people from other ecosystems into Terra NFTs. My thought is we have all these people kind of like Juicy that are into all the different types of trading and DeFi strategies and all that stuff. Terra with UST just booming the way it is. There are so many people that are already in this ecosystem that have nothing to do with NFTs. How do we capture some of that audience that's already using this ecosystem and get them into Terra NFTs to grow that piece of the pie and make it bigger, right? To get new people on Discord, to get more people excited and stuff like that are already in the Terra ecosystem. The cross-chain thing, yeah, you're just going to essentially recycle. And obviously there's players from Solana and ETH and NEAR and all these other ones that are kind of cross-chaining and doing all that. That's great. I mean, they're supporting one another. But how do we grow people that are already inside the Terra ecosystem? Because the Terra ecosystem is much, much greater than the NFT ecosystem in Terra. So if we can start bringing even just a small percentage of people that are using these, I mean, think about how many people are in Anchor Protocol. If we could just gather a small attention from there, a small percentage of that, we grow the space quite drastically, pretty quickly in Terra already without going cross-chain. So I think that's something that we all need to do better on, and we need to try and get more people involved into the space that are already in Terra. Juicy, what do you think about that? Because I know you're big on the cross-chain stuff. What do you think about getting the audience here that's already in Terra that has nothing to do with NFTs?
Yeah, that's a tricky one, actually. Because I think a lot of the people that don't have NFTs yet, are the ones very into Terra alts and that kind of stuff. They just don't like to risk. Invest some in Anchor get 20%, all good. But yeah, I would like to let them join. They really should check it out and see. We all support the Luna community. And we have cool communities, and we're all bullish on Luna. So yeah, especially for the guys that got in very early, yeah, just buy a PFP and check it out. It won't hurt too much, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're still early in general in the Terra NFT ecosystem space. I just see such a huge opportunity to not even get new capital in the space, because there's already capital here with how popular UST is and Terra is, with all the different alt options and Anchor Protocol, that if we can start just gathering some of that community into the NFT space that's being built here in Terra, the pie and percentage of users in the space starts growing pretty dramatically. And I think that's something that we need to start going after and trying to capture within the space already, because there's users already here in the ecosystem. It's not like we're trying to move people to the ecosystem. I think it's already here, and that we have an opportunity to start gaining some of them. And I don't know whether that's being, I think Lavana is a great example. They're what they're doing with their NFTs, and their story going along, even though that's not really the product of Lavana, right? They're not really an NFT project, but they're combining the two together in order to grow the audience.
Hey, that's a great point to Lavana and what they've done, and a testament to what Jonathan and team have done on that platform. And personally, I think Jonathan is one of the smartest, if not the smartest guys that are out there, period, in this space today. And he's put together something that's really special and should be very, very successful moving forward. And to your point on getting people involved from other projects, be they alts or otherwise, into the ecosystem, we're starting to make strides there, I think. So like Luna Bulls with Broker Finance, which is a new product and project that's going to be launching, and being able to partner with them and to be able to distribute and get the Luna Bulls involved in that platform. Mm-hmm. I know that's the reverse way in, but I think that in NFT projects now are going to be kind of looking out at some of the newer projects that are going to be building on Terra and then involving them and then getting involved in the roadmap of their platform and projects. And then the more presence the NFT community can get into the alt project or any of the base projects that are out there, in order to develop and kind of market themselves and boost and get the hype for their NFT project and how they are supporting these protocols moving forward is really going to be helpful. And same with like Galactic Punks and Luard and Messier and like, you know, what the Galactic Punks have done there. And it's a small and it's a niche ecosystem right now. But when we get a group of people over here, you see the prices and what happens to the Terra NFT space. It happened in December and we had this kind of explosion, and you saw the GP floor kind of go from 18, 19, 20 up into the mid 40s, then kind of settle back, and you know, everything's going to be kind of demand based. And you saw the rising tide just lift every project along with it. And then as projects continue to deliver on their roadmaps, they're going to continue to expand.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's well said there. And I mean, not all tides rose during that run, but the project that kept providing value and utility and kept building upon the roadmap that had these strong communities just really saw that as a massive boom as everything rose with it there. So that's a good thought for projects. If they're in a lull or the floor staying stagnant or whatever it may be, just keep building behind the scenes, keep growing, keep branding yourself. And when the time comes, then the floor will rise and everything, you know, will benefit from that. Rafael, you have some thoughts here?
Hey, I have some bad service here, so hopefully you guys can hear me all right. And I'll keep this short because I know you guys are trying to keep this about an hour or so. But I just wanted to do a quick self-shill and shout-out as far as the point about, like, newbies getting into the space, you know, possibly finding places where they can have easy access to information that they may not be able to find just in general on Twitter. But definitely, you know, you've got Joe's TG room, you've got my personal Discord server, my AR Alpha Share, where I've gone to the trouble of inviting damn near every creator I can find. So chances are, if you have a project in mind, you can probably find somebody from the team in there to ask a question directly. Obviously Wag Me Monkey's Discord, always great for alpha, but you know, there's lots of places to go. I just want everybody to know that, you know, there are people who are sharing all this information that they find out there in kind of centralized areas, so that you don't have to be, you know, hunting all over Twitter for it. All right. Perfect. Love you guys.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for that. Yeah. Thanks, I mean, you're a great example of taking action here and doing it, and you created your own Discord channel and whatnot, and getting alpha and inviting creators and producers there and all that projects there. So I think that's great, and that makes sense for people that are just starting out on how they can kind of dive in some spots for them to get some of this information besides just Twitter. So yeah, thanks for sharing that. And okay, so we're about the hour mark here, so let's just get some closing remarks from our panel here, and then we'll kind of just wrap it up. We'll start with you, Wagme. What do you have? What are some final thoughts here on everything?
Well, yeah, as the guy said, I mean, yes, getting info is not that hard. If you're willing to put up the effort and reach out to the appropriate person, you will be surprised of how many things you can find out. Regarding the new fund, I think it's a slow and natural process. I mean, as long as Luna is doing its thing, it will eventually grow, because there's no other way about it. We simply love the Terra ecosystem, and we're trying to do our best to represent it as good as we can.
Very cool. Thanks for coming on today. I appreciate it. Giles, give us something about the DAO and what to look for going forward here. What you guys are trying to accomplish? Is this just freshly built here?
Yeah, we're trying to look for Monkey's identity. Going to do a marketing campaign for that very shortly. It will be cool. I think it will be different as well. I've asked the holders to propose their forever monkeys to me, so they will also be put into that marketing campaign. So we'll really grow our sense of identity, get a vision, mission, our goals basically for the next 1 or 2 months, midterm, not too long ahead. Work those through and work from there. Actually, I think we have a set of very competent and also different people. We have lawyers, threat fight guys, but also really full stack devs, actually. So we built a rarity bot, and we built it ourselves, that kind of stuff. Just really getting to know the space and trying to build a niche for our DAO council to operate on, because we'll have to have a niche. We're not a big community, so we'll need to make the difference somewhere else.
Yeah, very cool. It all makes sense. I'm excited about Wagme in the future with Wagme and the DAO and everything like that. We're looking forward to it. Obviously, I'm pretty invested, as I'm a pretty large holder of everything. I think I looked this morning, I have over 30-something babies already, so daycare is really booming over here. Juicy, you can you got the floor for whatever your closing remarks are. You've been all over the place today.
Yeah, I'll keep it nice and brief, and I'll just say, you know, thank you for the opportunity to come on and to represent the Iced Out Bulls. Thank you to the Iced Out Bulls for allowing me to represent our interests. But in terms of exactly where we're going in this space, yeah, I just want to impress upon everybody who's still here that we're all builders. Everyone here is a builder. And yeah, we are going to create what this ecosystem is ultimately going to turn into. And I can't impress enough that it's very early in the stages of Web3 development, and that we are on the precipice of something that could be absolutely immense and change the face of the world as we know it, of finance as we know it, of merchandising as we know it, of art as we know it. Yeah, the amount of potential that exists in this brave new world that we've all embarked on is endless. And you know, I just want to thank you, Tara Big Brain, for having me on. Thank the panel and anyone who asked a question, and thank everybody for being here to listen to me spew.
Yeah, awesome. I really appreciate it. You have some great insight and great thoughts. I agree with you wholeheartedly that we're still very early, and in the entire space in general, that 5 and 10 years down the road from now, I think it's going to look drastically different. We're going to have more adoption throughout the world, just in general. And you touched on a good point there that we are all builders and we all contribute in certain ways, whether we're not actually developers or in TradeFi or whatever it may be. We're still all building this together by being part of communities and Discord. So everyone has their own niche and their own ability to enhance whatever project or community they're a part of. And so that's, you have to find your place and your community that you want, and you just need to help grow and build it with whatever way you and time you have and may seek for. So thanks for everybody for joining us. I just want to bring up our howrare.ai here on Terra for projects that are upcoming. Please keep putting your upcoming mint dates and stuff like that, sending your information in there for that so we can keep updating that. HowRare is just to enhance the end user experience, make everything a little easier for everybody in the space to see rarity charts and upcoming drops and all that. We're currently working on improving the speed there by resizing images from the server, so that way it'll be much quicker loading and everything like that. We're also working on integrating where you can just connect your wallet and your wallet will show you everything that you have on there and the rarity and everything in one place. So we're always looking to grow and build this space together. That's the purpose of these spaces that we're having. Each week I'll have a new panel and discussing new things. Next week, I'm going to have on the Galactic Punks with Messier Art as well, the new marketplace on there. So that should be interesting and exciting. Thanks everybody for taking your time out of your day and listening to us. And everybody enjoy your Friday and your weekend. Thanks again. Thanks for everybody on the panel.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Popular Terra NFTs with Tara Big Brain, recorded on Friday, March 25th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CeFi spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For Terra Spaces, org. I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. When I'm ripping and rapping, I ain't picking the bastards who be tricking the masses into getting their asses kicked. Feels like I've been getting my masters. Fuck a pumping double like the income that's passive. Raise up the bar before I fly right past it. I'll be writing rhymes till they put me in a casket. Old man shit, put the lotion on its skin. Then put that shit back in the damn basket. Like Buffalo Bill, the way I'm ruffling feathers. Snuffing out debt, cut the heads off collectors. Keep a couple heads in a jar as key. Sakes, and take the rest and turn them into free bait. Upgrade the feeling, supply the free base. Looking all professional, tools in the briefcase. Running on empty from gassing up my teammates. First one down, let me know how that sleep tastes.
Now places the lotion in the basket.
Impossible, defending the plot.
plausible from end to demonstrable. The mission isn't even worried about the clearance. Running interference till our enemies fear us. We're only one disappearance away from a bad day. Everybody trying to save face on the last day. Feeling fancy, about to pull out the mass, eh? Drop the eight ball in passing, that's so passe. I'm getting nasty, you cannot put it past me. A mix between blasphemy and talk everlasting. Feeling like a masterpiece, looking like a tragedy. Trying to get through another day full of savagery. Getting headstrong from working in the mess hall. All hands on deck, waiting for our next haul. I need the rest, got big plans to eject. So feed the grass and keep off the Kleenex.
I am interested in magic because I am fascinated with psychology. I love to learn about how people make inferences about how they draw conclusions, find patterns and information. And in particular, I'm interested in all that can go wrong. How an individual can be led astray by certain cognitive vulnerabilities or exploited.
Channel Spaces.